This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp. As a podcast listener, you've heard from us before. Today, let's hear from our members about what online therapy has done for them.
I would recommend my therapist 1,000 times over. She has truly changed my life.
The day after my first session, my friends and family said I sounded like myself again for the first time in weeks.
You deserve to invest in your well-being. Visit BetterHelp.com to see what it can do for you. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Tuesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Morning, lover.
Good morning, yourself.
You sleep okay?
Like a log. Didn't expect this bed to be so comfortable.
Memory foam mattress.
Ooh, that's luxurious, isn't it? For a motorhome.
Oh, pretty standard nowadays, Joy.
Mind you, after last night's shenanigans, I could have slept on a damp copy of the Borchester Echo.
Did get a bit wild, didn't it?
So pleased I've got rid of that sling now.
Certainly helped.
I hope Oliver doesn't check the CCTV, mind.
Nah.
The notice was very clear. Health clubs out of bounds after 10 p.m.
Unless you've got a master key.
But that spa bath makes our old hot tub look like a kid's paddling pool. No offence, Mick.
None taken. Don't worry about Oliver. He's got too much on his plate to be scanning back through video streams, especially with Roy away.
Well, it was lovely.
For me too.
Suppose I better get up. Where did I put me back?
Well, there's no rush, is there? You got anything on this morning?
I was planning to dust the upstairs.
I haven't got an upstairs.
Mind your lummox.
Nothing vital, then.
Suppose not.
So, you stay where you are. I'll make us a cuppa.
All right, then. I can get used to this.
Just give me a sec. Oh.
What are you doing?
I need to get to the sink. Oh, I wondered where those had got to.
You're not planning to cook your keys, are you?
I haven't worked out a regular place for them yet. Well, pan will do for now.
You've not made much progress on getting organised, have you?
This van looked quite big when I bought it, but once I got all my stuff in it...
It is canny, though. The way the seats swivel round and that table pulls out.
Yeah. Oh, flip. Where's that now? Oh, come on. Gotcha. Oops.
Sorry?
Nothing, Oliver. Just put you on speaker by accident.
Everything all right?
Yeah, fine. You?
Not really, Mick. That's why I'm calling. Mrs. Harpenden in room 17 is claiming a ring has been stolen. Can you get over here right away?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to start reviewing the CCTV.
Are you?
Well, seems the best first course of action, don't you think? Anyway, get yourself to my office as quick as you can, will you?
All right, Oliver. I'll be right there.
Good. Bye.
The CCTV. You're Mick.
I know. What could I say? Where's my suit?
Oh, you were wearing it when we came back here.
I know.
Here's the jacket. Oh, dear. If it got stuffed under the cushion. But look at it.
I can't do anything about it now. I need to get Oliver away from that video.
Darling,
hmm?
Would you cast your eye over this, please?
What is it?
It's a covering letter to go with the invoices I'm sending out, apologising for the worry and inconvenience and assuring owners that we're doing everything we can to keep their horses safe.
Oh, you have to be quite careful with this sort of thing, Lillian. You don't want to leave yourself open to litigation.
No, I know.
May I...
Yeah, of course. Oh, that's why I could do with a second opinion.
Well, you need to be reassuring without over-promising.
Well, I have gone through so many versions, I can't see the wood for the trees anymore. Justin?
Yeah?
What's this? In the diary for Thursday, Carlotta Mayfield.
Oh, yes.
Well, doesn't she work at Sal Blakedown's place?
Do you want to sit in on the interview?
You are interviewing Carlotta.
Well, no, as we agreed.
No. What we agreed is that you discreetly sound a few people out, not start a formal recruitment process.
Lily, I know you're finding this all rather difficult, but someone has to get a grip of the situation. We don't know when Alice will be in a fit state to come back to work, or even if...
I am sure she will.
So, in the meantime, Carlotta, or whoever we appoint, can be a stand-in temporary manager while Alice is off sick. And then, if she really can't come back to work, we've got someone trained up who can move into a permanent role. Surely you can see the sense in that.
It sounds like we're writing Alice off, though.
No. Actually, I'm sure that once we explained it to her, Alice would understand completely.
Oh, goodness. Jacob?
I've just done my morning check on Duke. His condition has deteriorated.
Well, how badly?
I'd say he's critical.
Oh, no.
You need to come, Lillian. Right now.
Oh, the poor boy.
Yeah, as you can see, he's really struggling. His membrane colour's worsening.
Is there anything that could be done?
I need to perform a tracheotomy. Once the tube's in, he should be able to breathe more easily.
We'd better ring Oliver.
No, Lillian, I think Oliver would want us to go ahead immediately.
Yeah, OK, I agree. We shouldn't delay.
Now, I'm meeting Martin at Grey Gables this morning. I can update Oliver face to face. That would be all right, wouldn't it, Jacob?
Well, do you have authority to give your consent?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Is there anything you need?
No, just a bit of elbow room.
I can't overemphasize how urgent the situation was, Oliver.
Oh, no, I completely understand. You were right to tell him to go ahead. I'd have done the same.
And, in fact, Lillian texted me as I was on my way here. The procedure has already been completed.
Successfully?
So it seems.
Oh, that's a huge relief.
Yeah, she'll keep you informed as things progress.
Well, that worked out all right, didn't it?
Mick, I'm in the middle of a conversation. Sorry.
No, actually, we're pretty much finished. I don't think we've properly met. Justin Elliot.
This is Mick Fadmore from our security team.
How do? Yeah, we had a bit of a flap, but it's all sorted.
Well, I'm pleased to hear it.
Guess that a ring go missing. Thought it was stolen.
Mick,
I see.
Accusing all sorts, weren't she, Oliver? Grand theft jewellery, but it turned up in a chambermaid's vac.
Not that we call them chambermaids.
No, sorry, room cleaning person. Anyway, Mrs. H is in the dining room now, getting some breakfast.
So, all's well that ends well.
Yes, indeed.
Excellent. Well, if you'll excuse me, I have an appointment in the lounge.
Well, we mustn't keep you. And thanks again for the update.
Don't mention it. Fingers crossed.
Ah, nice bloke.
Hmm.
Right, I could do with some breakfast myself.
Mick, before you go.
Yes, boss.
Unlike you, I haven't found this incident with Mrs. Harpenden at all funny.
No.
I agree that she overreacted. I thought I was placating her by summoning a trusted security representative. But when you turned up, the impression you gave was, well, quite frankly, terrible. Now, we've spoken about this on more than one occasion.
I know.
Your tie is crooked. You have shaving nicks on your face.
That's the van, you see. It's only got a tiny bathroom, and the mirror's really small.
And your suit is disgraceful. Looks like you've slept in it.
I'm really sorry.
Now, you're still in a probationary period.
I know.
And so far, your standards of personal presentation are falling well below those expected of staff at Grey Gables.
He said that.
His exact words.
Oh, Pat, that's a bit harsh, when you'd found the ring and all.
No, it's fair enough, Joy. I took a good look at myself in the gents, and Oliver's right. I look like a flipping scarecrow.
Oh.
If I'm not careful, I'll be out on my ear.
I feel responsible.
You? How'd you make that out?
I'm pretty sure I remember flinging your jacket into a corner last night.
You mustn't blame yourself. They're my clothes. I should have hung them up properly.
Not that easy in here. Come on, slip your jacket off and let's see what we can do with it.
All right.
We'll make this work somehow.
Thanks, love.
Mick?
Yes, Oliver.
Have you got a moment?
Just a second.
What are we going to do? I'm not dressed.
Under the duvet, quick. Just come in.
Everything all right?
Yeah. Champion, what can I do for you?
Something I meant to say earlier about the CCTV. I noticed it while I was reviewing the feeds from last night. What was that?
What?
Sort of squeaking noise.
Springs.
Springs?
Yeah, the suspension. You know, as they warm up in the sun.
Right.
Old Vancey.
Ah, yes. Well, anyway, I've realised there's a blind spot with the cameras.
Is there?
The corridor leading from reception to the health club doesn't seem to be covered. Can you sort it out as soon as possible?
Yeah, that'd be no problem. I'll get onto it right away.
Thank you. Well, I'll leave you to it.
Thanks. I'll be out soon.
Good. Good.
Bye. Oh, that was close.
If he'd phoned me in here after everything.
And the CCTV? Did you hear?
Yes.
Talk about a narrow escape.
And once you've put her away, you can help Joanne with the Amberzone horses.
Oh, Jacob. How's Duke doing?
I'm pleased to say he's continuing to respond well.
Oh, thank goodness.
I've put him on a course of IV antibiotics and anti-inflammatories to reduce the swelling in the throat.
And is there a chance that he might make a full recovery?
One can never be absolutely sure.
But what's your best guess?
Definitely greater than 50%.
Well, given how he was this morning, that is wonderful.
Well, it will take time, Lillian.
Yes, of course.
At least 3 weeks, I imagine.
Well, as long as he carries on in the right direction, I think we'll happily take that.
And even though Duke is poorly, I think you can start to feel a bit more positive.
Really?
Well, as there have been no new cases of strangles, we may have the outbreak contained.
Do you think so?
It certainly seems that way.
So,
Once all the horses test clear, you'll be able to resume normal operations.
Oh, darling, I could kiss you.
That won't be necessary.
Well, now that Duke's stable, I'll sleep a bit better. This has all been such a strain on my nerves.
Well, understandably. I do wonder.
Yes?
Well, how our clients organise their business is their own affair, of course, but I...
Well, go on.
Well, with Alice on continuing sick leave, do you think you'd benefit from sharing the management workload with someone else?
Yes.
Joanne is incredibly competent, but she's always very clear about where her responsibilities end, and that slight lack of initiative can't be easing the burden on you.
That's an interesting observation, Jacob, and you're not the only one who's made it.
Wusstest du, dass TK Maxx immer die besten Markendeals hat? Duftkerzen für alle? Sportoutfits? Stylische Pieces für dein Zuhause? Designer-Handtasche? Check, check, check. Bei TK Maxx findest du große Marken zu unglaublichen Preisen. Psst. Im Onlineshop auf tkmaxx.de kannst du rund um die Uhr die besten Markendeals shoppen. TK Maxx, immer der bessere Deal im Store und online.